FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Raring to go. He's in his hockey gear, so it's got to be Carl Joyce. Morning,
hi.
Carl, or afternoon, Carl. How
afternoon.
Are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm a bit worried about you.
A bit worried about me?
Yeah.
What is that today?
Well, you've got shorts on and it's cold.
Well, the sun came out this morning, so it's rude not to, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah. And then you turned out and it's gone all cloudy.
This is true, yeah.
So, look, last time we spoke, hockey was in a really healthy position, lots of things going on. But since then, something's happened that's not quite so positive.
It has, yeah. We've been hit by the weather, I think, as have a lot of people and most of the island and quite a bit of the country. Our home pitch at Smallbrook Stadium, so we use the AstroTurf just behind there, it's been flooded for about a lot since the beginning of February, it's had mud and silt all on the pitch, so we've been unable to use it since the start of February, and we won't now be able to use that pitch until it's relaid. So Ride School own the pitch and they are currently looking at getting the pitch relaid and redone. So for the rest of this season, we're having to play all of our home game, what would be a home game, on pitches on the mainland. So we've been, yeah.
On the mainland?
On the mainland.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
So Smallbrook is the only full-size hockey AstroTurf on the island, because the others have all now been built for football or rugby. So they're a longer blade of Astro, so you can't play hockey on them.
Okay.
It's the only one we have on the island. So we've had to look off to the mainland, which, as a club, has meant an awful lot of extra workload for the volunteers that run the club.
Yeah, sure.
You know, mainly the committee and the team captains. And to be fair, we can't thank the parents enough of the children that play in the club, because they've helped us out with driving, with organising junior games. We've been inundated with help. So we put out a big plea at the beginning, it was probably beginning of February, saying, look, we're in this situation. We don't know when we're going to get out of it. Can anybody help us? ICR Systems and ICR Touch both donated a considerable sum, enough money to cover us for the extra travel for a week each, which was just a godsend. The league, South Central Hockey League, they helped us out and donated as well. And we started a GoFundMe that currently has raised just over £1,200, which is, you know, just phenomenal support. And that's from people in the local community, family and friends, as well as other clubs as well around the leagues that have pitched into support.
So the money that's being raised for the GoFundMe is going towards...
It's just helping us with the extra travel.
Yeah.
Because we're having to send an extra... every week we have two adult... four adult teams. We have two ladies, two men's. And so one ladies and one men's team each week would already be on the mainland. So that's kind of six cars going across on the ferries. We're very lucky to be sponsored by Whitelink and have their support, and they help us with that. But it's still quite a big cost when you then got to add on another 12 cars on top of that, already 12 cars, just to do the senior hockey, and then all of our junior games as well we're then having to send across. So it's costing us about an extra £500 a week just to play our games.
Good grief.
Because also then you've got to look at its mainland pitch hire and things like that. So it could have crippled us financially as a club, and if it wasn't for the support of those local businesses and the local people and, you know, the people that have helped us, you know, we've been able to keep going, thankfully.
Isn't it amazing how people just appear from nowhere and want to help and do help?
Yeah.
And I mean, that is just a lovely thing, because otherwise, if they didn't, what would have happened?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. And we've been really grateful because some of the other clubs have offered to host us, so to host the games at their pitches. We've had one of the junior games that they went to, I think it was the under 14 girls went to last week, they had to get the fast cat and then the train up to the Havant, and Havant Hockey Club have then paid us the money for all of our travel fare. So they not only hosted the game for us,
oh, wow,
that they're meant to be coming to us, but they've then pitched in and helped us with the train fare and the ferry fare and everything like that. And it's, you know, little things like that really just help us keep going as a club, because we're only a small volunteer run club, you know. It's a,
did you just say that there's only one pitch like the pitch that you normally would play on?
Yes, yeah.
So I mean, wouldn't it benefit us I mean, there are... How many hockey clubs do we have on the island?
So it's just the one hockey club on the island. But we have, as I say, four senior teams. And we've been running about six junior teams for the last 3 years. So
It would benefit having another place as well, wouldn't it?
Massively. And the kind of thing that we always say... Obviously, we look at it from our point of view.
Sure.
You can play football on a hockey AstroTurf. You could, you know, maybe not so much rugby, depending on it, but you can play football. It can be multi-use for other sports, but you can't play hockey on the 4G or the 3G pitches. It has to be a 2G Astro.
So, go on, explain what the 2G and the...
It's the length, I believe... don't hold me to this because I'm not a pro. I've learnt more about it recently than I ever thought I would, but I believe it's the length of the what would be like the artificial grass on the Astro. So for hockey, it's got to be like a flat bed and almost cushioned. Whereas when you get to like football and things like that, they have blades on them.
So, right.
Yeah, it's a little bit longer, but we can't use that. And all of the kind of Astros that have been refurbed on the island at the different schools and different leisure centres and everything like that have all been done in 3G or 4G, which is no use to us.
Wouldn't it be nice if you know, we got some funding so that we could have two places that are of a standard?
It would be incredible. Yeah, it really would, and it would help us massively as a club.
How do we do that though, Carl?
It's not cheap. That's the problem. It would be a lot of fundraising. You'd probably need somebody just to invest in that, or you know, one of the local schools if they're looking to redo something like that. Then for them to invest and do it that way instead.
Is there a call for it, do you think?
I'd like to think so. Hockey, yeah. We've proven over the last 5 years that we've grown as a club. You know, our junior section alone hosts about 80 children under the age of 16. So that shows to me that you know, and that's been year on year, and we've had new like inserts of kids every year. So we're keeping a good strong junior section there, but if we're not careful and we don't have the facilities, we can't keep providing that for the kids. And you know, we obviously play it as seniors and as adults as well, but we want to keep this sport going. We want to keep it on the island.
Yeah, sure.
And there's so many better facilities on the mainland that once you get to a certain level, a lot of the kids will then go off to the mainland. So then we're losing talent on the island.
That's a shame.
To mainland for pitches, facilities, coaches, because it's hard to keep them here on the island because we don't have the facilities. We don't, you know, without, if we were to have, you know, even just one fully functional working pitch would be incredible, but if you had two, then yeah, there'd definitely be the need for it.
I mean, that's a battle for later on.
100%.
The battle now is survival, getting some funds in. How do we as people help you?
If there's anybody that can help, if you check out our social media pages, there's a GoFundMe link on there. And yeah, we're so grateful to everyone that has donated, and anybody that can just spare any little amount. Just go through to GoFundMe or contact us directly as a club. If there's any other way that you can think you can help out, just reach out to us.
Okay, and all you got to do is type in Isle of Wight Hockey Club.
Yeah, on the we're on Facebook and Instagram.
Fantastic. Yeah. Hey, look, I'm really sorry you've had to go through all of that, and it sounds like, I mean, you know, it's lovely that you get a rallying cry and all of a sudden people come in and support. That's lovely to know. And it's lovely to know that people are supporting financially, but I think get this battle out of the way, and then I think we should take them on with the fact that we should have upgrade our system, because otherwise, like you say, you put all this in place, you train the youngsters, and then you lose them to the mainland.
Yes. Yeah, we'd love to do that. We'd love to do that. And, you know, anybody else also that volunteers. Also, if you just want to get involved in hockey, you know, we're always screaming out for people. It's a little bit more difficult at the moment because we can't train or anything at the moment. But, you know, come next year, hopefully we'll have some sort of pitch sorted. Anyone that wants to volunteer in any way, just let us know.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thanks, Carl, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And good luck.
Thank you very much.
And do keep us, you know, keep us posted with what's going on.
I will indeed.
And we should start a campaign.
We should.
Yeah, all right.